this delay from EPA threatens to paralyze, essentially, the continued growth of America's ethanol industry because of its decision to overanalyze this issue. The data that has been submitted to EPA in support of this request demonstrates that there are no ill effects of ethanol use in vehicles today. In order to avoid this paralysis by analysis, EPA, we believe, should immediately approve an intermediate ethanol blend, something like an E12 or an E13, while, you know, a 2 or 3% increase in the amount of ethanol blended may not seem like much to the average person, but that's a couple of billions of gallons of new potential demand in the marketplace for our product. In addition, it also signals a willingness from EPA to work with the industry to expand the marketplace for renewable fuels and provide those next generation biofuel companies a glimmer of hope that indeed a market will exist for their fuel.